Welcome to the HMO Success Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Whitaker-Large, and I'm here to help you create a profitable HMO portfolio. Whether you're a brand new investor or you've been at it for a number of years, my podcast is here to help you make the most from your business, whether that is starting up, scaling, or systemizing. Please hit the subscribe button to make sure you never miss an episode. And if you've got an awe-inspiring project, an inspirational investing story, or a unique approach to HMOs, I'd love to hear from you. Why you need a five-step system. It perhaps sounds a little bit boring to have a five-step system, doesn't it? Or maybe you're the kind of person that actually knows that a system is the key to success. Well, you might have heard the phrase that a system saves you stress, time, energy, and money. And of course, that's exactly what it stands for. That's its acronym. And if you're thinking about investing in HMOs, or maybe you've already started investing in HMOs, but are finding the whole thing a little bit overwhelming, it's possibly because you haven't got a system. So in today's podcast, I really want to talk to you about why I developed my five-step system, why it's unique, how other people have tried to copy it. But of course, it is the original and the best, authored by Wendy Whitaker-Large. So why have a system when you're investing in HMOs? Because it kind of feels a little bit counterintuitive, doesn't it? Maybe being an entrepreneur, you've got the idea that, you know, it's all exciting ideas and vision and buying your next fast car. Well, let me tell you, some of it is a little bit like that. Certainly when you have a vision to develop financial freedom or an additional income stream from HMOs, it is very exciting, and there's no doubt about it. But alongside the emotional journey, you need to go through a practical journey as well. And that's why I developed my five-step system. I'd got to the point of developing about three HMOs, and I was finding that I was looking all the time, I was doing lots of viewings, I was also refurbishing an HMO at the same time, I was dealing with the financial side of things, I was thinking about systems and how to make sure that my HMO could be managed well, and I was also thinking about the future. And what I found was by having these three simultaneous projects running concurrently, I was feeling a bit overwhelmed. And I realised that what I needed to do was to stand back from my business and write down everything that I knew about HMOs and almost create a kind of operations manual. And this became my five-step system. And I'd like to share with you really why it's absolutely invaluable to have a system when you're investing in property, especially if your time is committed elsewhere, either to family or to a job or to other commitments that you have. Because without a system, you really can get incredibly lost in the process. So number one, it tells you what to do and when. And that is the point about having a system. You see, I found that most people, when they're learning something new, benefit from learning from others who've already been there and done it. I did that, you might be doing that, and I know certainly my mentoring clients are doing that every single day. What they're not trying to do is to create something brand new from scratch that has never been done before. They're not trying to invent the light bulb or reinvent the light bulb. What they're trying to do is to do something many people have done before them. Okay, they might be trying to improve on it. They might be trying to create better designed HMOs, more attractive HMOs, HMOs that are designed more for co-living perhaps. Whatever it is they're trying to achieve, they've got some angle on it, why they're trying to possibly improve HMOs. But ultimately, what they're doing is copying what others have done and improving it or adapting it to fit their situation. And that's exactly what you will do when you find a system that you can copy and model. Number two, when I look at some of the mistakes that people make in property and especially in investing in HMOs, the first one is waiting to start, and the second one is failing to plan, both of which can lead to disaster. And both, of course, are risky. With a plan, you've got actionable steps that help you plot out your course. And as all of us know, if you're trying to go somewhere new and you haven't got a map, and maybe you haven't got a GPS, and you don't quite know how to get there, you're probably likely to get lost. That's why a system is valuable, invaluable, in fact, because it gives you that map. When I used to work in early years, I was down at a fairly famous early years centre down in Birmingham. And at that particular institute, that early years centre, they did a lot of work with young children. They did lots of research and it was a fantastic seat of learning. And I remember once hearing from one of the professors there who was discussing some of her research in early years. And she said that she had walked into the institute one day and there was on the wall a whole big display of children's artwork. And, you know, a lot of it was really scribbles that you could say. And she was standing looking at some of these scribbles and wondering how old the children were who had drawn them and if there was any meaning behind them or if they were just, you know, pen marks on a paper. And this little girl sidled up to her and stood there. And she noticed this little girl. She turned to look down to her and she said, are any of these artworks yours? And the little girl said, yes, that one up there. And she pointed to this white piece of paper that just had a very big scribble mark all over it. Round and round, up and down, left to right, up and down, didn't go anywhere. And Christine, who was the lady, turned to the little girl and said, oh, that's a very interesting drawing you've done. And the little girl said, it's a map. And Christine thought, that's a very unusual map. I've never seen a map quite like that. And she sort of ummed and said to the little girl, it's a very interesting map. And the little girl turned to her and said, yes, it's a map for getting lost. And I think it's a great story how children see the world very differently from how we see the world. And I don't know about you, whether you've ever created a map for getting lost. I have. There have been many times in my life where I've certainly got lost from the maps that I've made. And that's why my five-step system was a map for finding. It was a map for funding. It was a map for finishing, filling and future-proofing my HMO. So what you don't want is to have a map that gets you lost. You want to have a map that gets you to your goal. Number three, on this journey, remember you are implementing and you're not just learning. If you're going to actually be successful in HMOs, you can't just sit on the sidelines. You can't just learn it all from YouTube videos and books and courses. Although those might feel like you're doing stuff, you're probably not actually getting out there and doing some of the practical things that you need to do to start yourself on that journey to financial freedom. You see, you need to learn and implement concurrently. They need to happen at the same time. And with the five-step system, you know where you are on that journey. It's very easy for you to say, well, I've actually done this bit, or I've completed this bit, or I've taken that step. I now know what my next steps are. And you want to be able to put this in practice, which makes it happen. In other words, you've got to make this happen. It's not just simply a case of looking at the theory and thinking it's happening. Remember what we said about system. It takes time, energy, and money. And you will have to put time, energy, and money into implementation. You can't just sit on the sidelines. Number four, having a system avoids overwhelm and also it avoids procrastination. I sometimes procrastinate over taking exercise, over getting up in the morning, sometimes even over eating. I don't know what to have, or I'm weighing up between a nice piece of chocolate cake or an apple. Which one should I have? Which one do I really want to eat? Ah! And those kind of dilemmas are very key if you haven't got a plan. And that's true within HMOs as well, that sometimes the thought of buying a property to turn it from a 3-bed terrace, let's say, into a 6-bed HMO feels like a huge step, particularly if you haven't done a lot of property development before. Once you've done it a few times, it actually becomes like second nature and it's not too difficult. But the first few times you might find that actually you really need the help and support of somebody else who's been there and done it. And of course, that's where I come in as a mentor to my clients, because I can help them to see what their next steps are. But also having a system helps you avoid procrastination, because that sitting on the fence and not making a decision just wastes time. And it doesn't push you any further towards that goal of having income from that property. Number five, it makes something easier, not simple. And let's not confuse the two, because it doesn't make it simple, but it does make it easy. Let me use an analogy of cooking. Would you ever cook something complicated without a recipe? I wouldn't. Now, I'm a quite experienced home cook. I even got down to the last 100 of the Great British Bake Off a few years ago. But I know that when I'm trying something new, a new recipe, I will always check those different stages. I make sure that I have weighed out my ingredients correctly. I make sure that I've got the right equipment. I make sure that the oven is set to the right temperature. I make sure that I understand what I'm trying to do before I launch in and do it. Because there's nothing worse than getting through, five steps of a 10-step recipe only to discover that you haven't got any fresh coriander or a tin of coconut milk or whatever it is in the cupboard. So having a system enables you to plan, and it makes it much easier because you know all the ingredients that you need to get it right. And getting each aspect right is key, whether it's ingredients to timings to temperature. Just as when you're cooking something, that's the same for HMOs. Because with HMOs, there's legislation, there's housing standards, there's the design of the property, the location of the property, the process for managing once you've set it up and you've finished the refurb. How do you then scale up? All of those things together make a recipe for success. And that's what you're trying to achieve with your HMO. Now, a tried and tested recipe is a recipe for success, not for disaster, which is why most recipe books that you buy these days, the recipes have been tested over and over again to make sure that they work. My 5-step system is a recipe for success in HMOs. In case you didn't know what those 5 steps were, let me just reiterate. They are find it, fund it, finish it, fill it, and future-proof it. And each of those steps has been tried and tested by me and actually by hundreds of my students. Each of the steps lead neatly from one to another. So although some of them you will be running concurrently, many of them literally are chronological in order. And some of them you will start before you finish the previous one. But nevertheless, there is a natural progression from one to the next. Now, if you've read either of my 2 books about my 5-step system, you'll know that I've got two books, one of which is slightly less detailed than the other one. The 101 Essential Tips is a slightly less detailed book, and my Extraordinary Profits from Ordinary Properties is a more detailed book. So depending on what level of interest you have will depend on which book suits you and exactly how far you want to go. But whichever one you choose, I recommend that you read up about my 5-step system, because I've learned so much from taking risks and making mistakes, and put those learning lessons into those 5 steps so that you don't have to make the same mistakes that I've done. I've also raised millions of pounds for investors to grow my portfolio. And again, in my books, you can learn how to fund it in that section of the 5-step system. Now, if this is something that interests you, if you realise that one of the things that you lack at the moment is a process and a system for developing HMOs, well, I've got a really special invitation, because I'm running 2 one-day events called my HMO Discovery Day on the 27th of January 2024 in Birmingham and the 24th of February 2024 in London. Each of those days is £99 plus VAT. And you will receive as a free gift my 16 Weeks to Success tracker. Now, this is a really special tool, because what this 16 Weeks to Success tracker does is it breaks down week by week all of those steps of the 5-step system. So you can see week by week what you should be doing to get your first HMO up and running. It meets all the legislative requirements, there's licensing involved, and all of those steps that are required for licensing are broken down. Everything from managing keys, managing your ASTs, finding a letting agent, everything is covered in that 16 Weeks to Success tracker, right from finding it through to future-proofing it. So you could print it off and stick it on your wall, and you could make it one of your goals for 2024 to follow that plan and get your very first HMO up and running. And let me tell you, even if you've got no money, you can make this happen. Many people think that HMOs are not for them because they haven't got any cash. But when you know how to raise finance, when you know how to utilize other people's finance, that's the key for unlocking tremendous wealth and growth in your business. But one of the things that people often fail to do is to invest in themselves. So for just £99 plus VAT, you can come along, spend the day with me, learn about my five-step system, understand it from beginning to end, and how you can go ahead and implement this in 2024. If you're interested in either of those dates, please contact me. My email is wendy@hmosuccess.co.uk, or my personal email is wendy@wendywl.uk. Just send me a one-liner saying, "Wendy, I'm interested in your one-day event," either in Birmingham on the 24th, sorry, in Birmingham on the 27th of January or London on the 24th of February. And I would love to invite you there to give you some more details about the day and to get you registered so that you can start 2024 off with a great big bang, knowing that you've got all those five steps known, learned about, and implemented under your belt so that you can achieve success with HMOs in 2024. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Thank you for listening to the HMO Success Podcast. If you'd like to know more about how you can create a profitable HMO business, please visit our website, hmosuccess.co.uk, to find out more. We have plenty of free tools and information for you there, and also on our Facebook group, The Ultimate HMO Success System. We look forward to connecting with you very soon. Thanks for listening.